Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Christy Lonsdale of the Stuart Lions Club about their Stuart Community Christmas celebration taking place at the First Congregational Church Saturday. For this weekend, what is going on in Stuart?
This is our Stuart Community Christmas celebration put on by the local Stuart Lions Club. We start at 11 o'clock, and it's at the Stuart Congregational Church. We will have a soup lunch. We will have chili, vegetable, potato, broccoli and cheese, chicken and noodle. There will also be all kinds of dessert, lemonade, coffee, tea. We do put out a free will offering just to help the Lions Club with any expenses. Any money that the Lions make, we do give back into the community, so that's a way for us to help out with that. We also have Santa Claus come at noon and see all the kids and give out a goodie bag. We will have the Santa train rides going on around through the parking area. We also have, this is our second year, for Kids Shop Free. At the front part where the coats hang when you come in to the Congregational Church, we will have tables of items that you kids can pick out something for mom, for dad, for a parent, family member. And we'll have some toys also. Maybe the kids want to pick something out for one of their siblings. That is all free. We also have some people, Cappy Tom and Norma Thurman will be out there and will gift wrap for free. We have donations of gift wrap and gift bags, so it'll all be taken care of for the kids. That will start at 11 and probably go till 1, 2 o'clock. Everything goes after all the kids get to pick, and we're pretty much done there. If we have stuff left over, come back and pick out more items. We want everything to find a home. We don't have to take anything with us. So after the pretty much kids, like I said, have picked out their items, we'll open it up to adults or anybody to come and find homes for all the generous donations we've been given from everybody for Kids Shop Free. We also have registrations for drawings, for chamber bucks, gift certificates, gifts that the businesses have all donated. And throughout, while you come and have your lunch, we will have you register. We'll have a kid's drawing, an adult drawing, and we'll give away nice prizes from the businesses as a thank you and a way that they can say Merry Christmas to, you know, everybody. We have a real 20-inch Christmas wreath made by Harmony Tree Farm and three Christmas wreaths that are decorated by our Lions member, Nyla Moss, here in town. She decorates beautiful wreaths. And those you can register for, and we will draw names for winners for those also. And this is all courtesy of the Stuart Lions Club. It's a good way to see what the Lions do, because our motto is we serve. That's what we're here for, that's what we do, and we just want to help Stuart have a good community Christmas.
Since last year was the first for the Kids Shop Free, how do you think that event went over with the community?
Fantastic. We had so many people come up and said that it was great we were doing this. I know some of the other towns have it, and we decided Stuart should have it too. And people are so generous here with bringing up items that we can have, you know, for the kids to go and shop. It's a way that they can feel like giving a gift to their loved ones, their parents, grandparents, you know, anybody they want to give a gift to, and not have to worry about money or how are they going to do that. And a safe way for them to shop. And with us wrapping it for them, you know, they can help wrap too. It's all taken care of. And we had everybody that told us it was a great event, and thank you for doing it. So we just wanted to do it again this year.
When you talk about how the free will donation can go back to the community, what are some of the big causes for the Stuart Lions Club?
One thing we do is a kids' site. We go up to the preschool every year, and all the Lions has really been on the kids' site. We do a site testing with all the children. Basically, it's taking a picture with a special camera. Those cameras are like $10,000 a camera. And the Adair County Lions all went together, and we have one that we share and use. Those pictures are then sent off to the University of Iowa, and they give us back a report that says if a child needs to see an eye doctor for some reason. So that's something we do. We do the leader dog for the blind. So a lot of money goes in to help raise those puppies and for leader dogs. We give back to the fire departments we gave back to Scoop the Loop, Sarah's Holiday Caring. There is money that we give for any natural disasters. Not too many years ago, there was a situation in Adair where there was a lot of storm damage, and the Lions donated money and went over to help clean up the community and help rake and help people that need that. So it's just basically when people come to us and need some money, we've also helped quite a few kids in town that need eyeglasses. They break their eyeglasses, they don't have money to get a new one. We've helped do that. We've also helped with hearing aids with a few people in town that needed help financially with that. So Lions is just a way to serve mankind and to serve the community and just to show that you care.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Christy Lonsdale of the Stewart Lions Club about their Stewart Community Christmas celebration taking place at the First Congregational Church Saturday. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com.